Hello and welcome to the Destination Sailing Channel on Yachting International Radio.
I'm Carla.
And I'm Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 25,000 miles on our catamaran through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and remote caves we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight on your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do and how to find those all important provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, which is Antigua and Barbuda.
And what a fantastic place to visit by yacht, I have to say. It's absolutely brilliant, isn't
beautiful,
it?
Beautiful,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got stunning waters and it's located about 50 miles north of Guadeloupe and east of Montserrat. So it's right in the centre of the Lesser Antilles. So it's in a wonderful location for you to explore the rest of the islands. Either going north or by going south.
Yeah, there are two main islands, which is Antigua and Barbuda. Barbuda is absolutely beautiful. It's a smaller island. It is stunning because it's very flat, so the sand is very, very, very white. I remember that.
Yeah, it is. It's got one huge, great big bay, which is relatively sheltered. It does lie about 50 miles north of Antigua. So it's kind of a little bit out on its own, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not sort of tucked into the actual chain. Mm-hmm. And one interesting thing is you can't check in or check out there.
No, you can't.
No. So there's no point in doing that one. We actually checked out in Antigua and then went and spent a couple of nights illegally, basically, in Barbuda. But I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, because it's the way out. So
it's the way out if you're going north, And there's a funny thing happened there, wasn't there? Because we caught a couple of barracuda on our way on the crossing.
Yes.
And we weren't sure whether we could eat it.
Yeah, because of the poison, the ciguatera. So we asked a fisherman what he thought about it. He said he would try for us. If he was there the next day, that's because it was good to eat.
Yeah, we never saw him again. So we have absolutely no idea whether it was any good or not. Weather-wise, it's warm and sunny all year round, isn't it?
All year round.
Yeah.
It blows 25, 30 knots all day. Yep.
You're going to have the trade winds blowing. So if you've got a Rutland wind generator, you'll be really pleased. The anchorages are mostly quite blowy, actually, but you've got good clear water and sandy bottoms, so that's absolutely lovely for anchoring in. You do have the hurricane season. It's right in the middle of the hurricane belt, which is June to November, and it probably isn't the place to be.
No.
The currency is the Eastern Caribbean dollar, known as the EC, and is around about three of those to your US dollar. So when you actually look at it in the supermarket, you go, God, this is expensive. But it is expensive, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, that's right.
It's no surprising because of the beautiful location and its connectivity that yacht racing is a major in Antigua. And you have so many different regattas throughout the season. I mean, the RORC Caribbean 600, the Super Yacht Challenge of Antigua, the Classic Antigua Classic Regatta is a must, where they get all the J classes and things like that. And of course, Antigua Sailing Week in April. So there is loads.
It's more, much more than that.
Yeah, there's much more than that. And they even had the Optimist World Championships there for quite a few years. And the sailing there is absolutely brilliant, So moving on to check-in, we checked in
Jolly Harbour. It was the easiest place to go and check in, because it's all on the same place, isn't it?
Yeah, so you kind of go wiggle your way into Jolly Harbour, and then there's a customs post with a flag right up in front.
You can moor on their quay, but the quay is small, so for our boat was a bit of a struggle. But you can anchor out, or just get an anchor buoy on the channel.
Yeah,
and
some
just take your rib there. It's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. Our information is about 18 months old, so bear that in mind. And things could have changed with COVID, but certainly when we were there, they really didn't mind if you. They didn't need to see the boat.
No.
And you've got three officers. One, two, three. You fill in the forms, and off you go. They stamp the passport. Job done, really. Isn't
it? It's much easier than St. John's, for example, because in St. John's everything is separate, so you have to walk back and forwards.
I really wouldn't go to St. John's to check in.
They are more prepared for cruising boats
and ferries and things like that. Is not really a place for the yachtsmen. But there are a few other places you can check in. So that's English Harbour and Falmouth Harbour. And also you can do it at Crabs Peninsula, which is in the north of the island. I actually don't know that one at all, but according to Noonside, you're allowed to moor there. Yeah. There's the main harbours are Falmouth Harbour and English Harbour, which are right next door to each other,
mm-hmm.
aren't they? English Harbour's the historic one, which has the dockyard. Falmouth Harbour is quite large, quite blowy. It has mooring buoys. It has a few small marinas, which there's all the super yachts tend to go into the one.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got a big area to anchor. But just be careful, because if there's a big area with no boats, the chances are that's because it's reefs.
It's reefs around,
So just be a little bit careful. Put somebody up on the front before you go. Somebody shouted at us as we were coming in.
Yeah, and, I remember that now.
This lady screamed at us, "Reef!" And we managed to get out of there.
Yeah.
And the other place, of course, is Jolly Harbour, which has a marina, shops, bars and restaurants, mooring buoys, and you can anchor out.
Yes.
So those are the three main harbour, but there are loads. Regarding supermarkets,
it's one in Jolly Harbour, just across the road. Very easy to go. You just they have a dinghy dock, a very good dinghy dock.
Yeah, very good dinghy dock.
The marina just lets you to put your dinghy there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a pretty good supermarket. Expensive, yes, because you are in the Caribbean, so it's going to be expensive.
Apart from
anyway.
Chicken.
Apart from chicken, surprisingly. The chicken comes from Brazil. It's very, very cheap. Don't know the reason. You can find pretty much everything you need on that supermarket. And you have another two, isn't it?
There's at least another two, but there's one at Falmouth, just by the dinghy dock, just over the dinghy dock, where the road goes down towards English Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
There's one there, which was quite a sort of upmarket supermarket. And we did go to the one at the Mall. There's a big one at the Mall.
Mm-hmm.
When we call it a Mall, it's not like an enclosed Mall.
No. It's just some shops.
Yeah,
together.
It's lots of shops and stuff like that around it. And there's a clinic there if you need to go to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Plenty of chandleries. There's three budget marines, one in Jolly Harbour, one in Falmouth Harbour, and one in North Sound. Now, they have a lot of stuff in stock. Everything does tend to be quite expensive, and they may not actually have it in the marina, in the chandlery that you're in. This happened to us, whereby we went in there to get some anti-fouling and things, and we had to wait 24 hours because they had to bring it the chandlery there is actually good, and there's lots of things like rigging specialists and things like that, sail makers in Falmouth Harbour.
And the North Sound boatyard is very good. We lift our boat there. The people are very, very friendly. They just try to help you anything you need.
Yes, they've got a 150-ton travel hoist, which is over 30 foot wide, so you could take some pretty big catamarans. In fact, the place was absolutely teeming with catamarans. While we were there, it was a year after the hurricane that hit the BVIs, and the whole of the sort of Sunsail moorings fleets have been towed up there. And there was one after the other, all in lines.
Yeah, it was devastated to see. Yeah. Devastated,
but it was incredible the way they were repairing it. And they've also got tie downs there. And I've actually met a few people that have kept their boats there out of the water, tied down to the concrete floor through the hurricane season. And you know, that might be an option if that's what you want to do. So we'll cover that one. It's tucked up in the north, and there's a lot of mosquitoes.
There was a lot of mosquitoes because it's a lot of boats halfway in the water, isn't it?
The main town is St. John's.
It's interesting, to say the least. I didn't like it personally. We had to go there because of Dobby. Dobby had a little surgery there.
Yes.
And but it was a bit tacky.
Yeah, it's basically a cruise port, and therefore you have the sort of area just in front of the port, which has got all the emerald diamond shops and various things like that.
All the fancy shops and very tidy. Those two rows are very tidy, and then you go behind there.
And he's pretty basic. It's quite honestly, you know, I can't say don't go there, but it's not the best of site to go. The harbour is a bit mucky. We actually tried to go right in past the ferry port and up into the creek there to anchor, but we couldn't get the anchor to hold. I think
it was very muddy and very dirty bottom, so it didn't hold.
But we did manage to anchor on the south side of the bay, inside the harbour area, and we were there for a couple of days with a liner shore.
Yeah, it was actually nice, that little beach, wasn't too bad.
It was. So they say there's 365 beaches on Antigua, one for every day of the year. I don't think that's an exaggeration at all.
No, because we have you have little beaches everywhere.
Yes, you do. It's absolutely.
They're very small. There's not long beaches, but they're very small. But it's everywhere.
So we arrived in Jolly Harbour, and we did a couple of trips around the island. It's great for sailing around. You've got a lot of sheltered water, as you would imagine, on the western side, and on the windward side, on the east, it's a bit more bumpy and a bit more challenging. So we're going to take you on our journey as we went round the island and go over some of the places.
One of the first things we didn't understand was, because in the anchorage you have around, I don't know, 200 boats on that anchorage in Jolly Harbour.
It's quite strange actually.
And then you just turn around, you go to Five Island Bay, and it's just empty. No one is there, and it's beautiful. Yeah. We love that.
As you go into Jolly, there is a kind of channel, it's quite wide, but you find a lot of people tend to anchor on the right-hand side. But over on the left-hand side, there's another bay, which is absolutely stunning, beautiful, hardly anybody anchors over there. The water's just as calm, and the holding's good. If you actually go further in, you've got the first rows of houses and the beach there on that bay, just to the port of the main entrance, just to the left there. That one's a bit dodgy. We found a few times we found it hard to get it to hold there. We can't say we dragged, but we did. Jolly Harbour's obviously got the marina, and it's obviously got the mooring buoys, which is quite good. So as Carla just said, you haven't got to go far to find somewhere really remote. And Five Islands Bay, which is just around the corner,
it was one of our favorites, wasn't it?
We
went up there every time.
So looking at Five Islands Bay, right in the middle of it, there's a little island called Maiden Island, and quite a few people tend to anchor on the back of that, which is the side you're coming in from, the back of it being the leeward side. But we actually worked our way right on in and right of the
on
way
Seaforth
up.
Seaforth Beach.
Hanson's Bay Beach. And we went up there quite a few times. We dropped the anchor, spun the boat round, laid the chain out onto the beach. You have to remember we only draw 1.2 metres or 4 feet. And then we put a line ashore. And we spent, I don't know, a good week.
A good week there. Yeah. We had barbecues on the beach. It's beautiful.
You've got a beautiful long beach to go for a walk along. Very, very few people and very remote. A lot of other people anchor down in Heritage Bay Beach, which is as you go into Five Bays, just on the right hand side. We didn't actually do that one. But what we did do was go to the north. And there's another spectacular beach along the north side, quite close to
Sutherland Sugar Mill Tower.
There's these old like windmills dotted around the island, and there's a couple here, and that overlooks the beach. And well, Jason, our friends, went there on Danny, their boat Danny, which is a 45 foot inland, and they draw about 6 foot. They were quite happy in there. And the four of us went ashore and had another beach absolutely stunning, absolutely wonderful. I really can't fault that bay. And it's 10 minutes from Jolly. People
and
just don't go,
and you
there.
See 200 boats on the other side and don't believe why is no one there. I just don't believe it.
Our next stop going around the island was Deep Bay. Now, we had an interesting... Deep Bay is beautiful.
It's beautiful, yes.
It's kind of got an entrance that goes in, and then it broadens up. And there's a beautiful long beach there. They were rebuilding the beach bar while we were there. and the little harboury place, yeah, weren't they? Because of they got destroyed in a hurricane a few years before. Yeah. But we actually saved somebody there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was a boat just being thrown on the rocks there,
yeah,
because they lost the anchor.
Well, it was a local boat, and he left his mooring buoy, and his engine failed.
Yeah.
And for some reason he couldn't quite get control of the boat with the wind, yeah, and he drifted down onto the rocks, and we went down there, and with the help of a couple of other boaters.
It was really difficult because it was very windy on that.
Yeah, it was very windy, it was quite shallow. So we couldn't really get in very close.
Very close. No. So another people on the dinghy, they helped, took the lines
yeah,
to their boat.
Yeah.
And then we...
we towed him out. Yeah, he was over the world. He was extremely happy.
Yeah.
yeah, we saved him that day. Yeah. That was all rather good. Our next stop then was St. John's, and as we said, it's probably isn't really worth going to.
Unless you need it. Like we needed to go there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And after that, we went to one of Carla's most favourite places.
Yes.
Which is Long Island and Jumbie Bay.
Jumbie Bay. They have a big hotel there, so the beach is extremely tidy. It's so beautiful. So they didn't want to let us to go ashore. They said that it was a private beach. But as I read before, they say there's no private beaches in Antigua.
Yeah,
so we dispute that, and then the security guard had to make some calls to the managers and stuff like that, wasn't it?
It went on a little bit, but in the end, they did say that there was absolutely no problem that we could come ashore, yeah, so long as we stayed on the beach.
Yeah, we couldn't go. We couldn't sit on their chairs, obviously. We didn't want that. We just wanted to, you know, stroll on the beach because it's beautiful. It is the beach where we saw more
huge starfish. Yeah.
Than ever. Beautiful starfish. It was just amazing.
There are a few reefs around, so make sure you keep an eye on the charts, and also have a look on Google.
The whole island is quite difficult with the reefs.
You have to be careful. I mean, I don't think it's a place to go at night.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But once you do anchor off Jumbie Bay, if you go in, you'll see their pier coming out, and if you go on the right-hand side of their pier, take your ribbon, on the right-hand side where they've got their water sport place, then drag it up the beach, leave it there, and go for a beautiful walk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And see all the wealthy people. Yeah, it's very, very wealthy, I have to say. From there, we actually went across and had our boat hauled out, didn't we? North Sound.
North Sound, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were there for about a week to do the bottom, mm-hmm, and gave it a good clean.
Yeah.
So our next stop was Green Island, and as you're coming round from the north, you kind of go through a set of reefs to get in to this inner bay area between quite a few islands and an inlet going in. But you do have to be a bit careful with the old navionic charts here, because
they are a bit out.
I mean, we were on the track, and we were, according to the chart, we were right on top of the reef.
Yes.
Which in no way we were.
You need to have someone at the front of the boat to see, to check.
It's they're breaking as well. The waves are breaking over those reefs.
The whole island, you need to be careful with the reefs, and you need to check about. Yeah.
But Green Island is fantastic. It's got lots of small anchorages, lots of small bays, isn't mm-hmm. it? Absolutely fantastic spot, and you can easily hang out there for
loads of small beaches. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
And we met Delos there, didn't we?
Yeah, we met Delos
there. Yeah, we even had the illegal moonshine. They were a great couple. We had a great evening with them. Yeah. Moving on around the island, our next stop was Falmouth Harbour.
Falmouth Harbour, yes.
Now, Falmouth Harbour and English Harbour are right next door to each other, but they do have separate entrances. So as you come from the east, the first one is going to be English Harbour, and it kind of winds its way in. And as it does, there's a bay which you can anchor in. And I've also seen boats anchor right up in the far end of the harbour. It sort of splits into two, and there's a couple of little bays up there, well sheltered. I just think the mosquitoes will get you. But around the big curve of the harbour, you've got Nelson's Dockyard. As Admiral Horatio Nelson worked at the dockyard, from 1784 through to 1787, and consequently it was named after him. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was first used by the British Navy in 1704, and the dockyard construction actually started in 1728.
And it's beautiful. It is the most beautiful place ever. You have to go around, and you know, that marina, you know, those boats on that marina were beautiful.
Oh yeah, you get all the mega yachts going in there, and you've got to go and sit in one of the little pubs there.
Yeah, they have very little pubs and restaurants, beautiful. Yeah.
Might be £10 for a glass of wine.
Yeah,
but,
it doesn't matter. You
still
got
to have And there's actually some really nice walks around the headland, which you can go up and over the top of the headland, and you get some great views looking out over English Harbour. Yeah. And there's a fort.
And then you come down on the rope. It's really nice.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we? That's right. I remember that now. Yeah. So right next door is Falmouth Harbour, and they kind of almost meet at one point going in. There's only a little bit of land in between them. There again, Falmouth Harbour is full of mooring buoys, a couple of small marinas in there, but they do take rather large boats, but they're not massive marinas, if you know what I mean, taking like 500 yachts. And there's a lot of places to rent cover.
Yes.
Really good facilities, you won't have a problem. No. It blows like bullets through that place. So your wind generator is going to be screaming at everybody overnight.
But the other side, you're going to have a lot of electricity.
You are. That's the wonderful thing about it. Yeah. And then when you carry on round the island, going towards Jolly again, you can actually go inside the reefs. The colours of the water are absolutely fantastic. We only draw 1.2 metres, so we were absolutely fine. Yeah. But I think you could probably get a 2 metre yacht through there. We saw some going through there, but just check the depths, check the charts to make sure you're okay. But absolutely fantastic. So you've got the wind, you've got flat waters, the sailing is absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful island to sail.
It is a beautiful island to sail, yeah. Connections are very good. You've got Leicester Bird International Airport, and so you can fly in from many, many different parts of the world. And there's a lot of all the main yacht charter companies are there.
Yeah.
So they're all based in Jolly if you want to do a little bit of yacht chartering around the island.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Absolutely loved it, didn't we? I think we stayed there about 5 weeks.
Yeah, we stayed there, because we went back and forth, wasn't it? We went around and went again, and then we had my girls there, and then we went again. Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful island to sail.
So thank you very much for listening to our channel on Yachting International Radio.
Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, there is episodes numbers 49, 50, 51 and 52. So they're on our channel on YouTube, and we will put a link in the description below.
And next week we will be off to the Rock of Gibraltar.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, be sure to follow that one because it's amazing.
The Rock is a wonderful place. It's the place where all yachtsmen need to go. So this is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on Yachting International Radio.